and welcome back to Your Best Friends Podcast. I'm your host and best friend, Aurora. Today is going to be kind of like a weird episode. Not a weird episode, but kind of, it's going to be a little bit of everything. So we're not doing a story episode today. I know I've been doing mainly story episodes the last, I don't know, like 6 months or so. But today, well, in all honesty, I forgot to plan today's podcast episode. So I know that I mentioned last week that Seth and I went out of town. Usually once a month, I sit down and I plan out my podcast episodes for the whole month. I decide who I want to have on, if I want to have anyone on. I ask you guys for topics or topics that I've been really interested in lately. You know, story ideas that I think would be funny. And I kind of try to plan it out so that way I'm prepared. But this month has been a lot more busy than any month has been since the pandemic started. And I just don't really feel like I'm capable of coping with everything like we used to. You know, I feel like, I know that this is a common thing. I know I'm not the only person who feels like if they do anything during the day now, you don't have the energy to do anything else. If I plan to go take my kids somewhere in the morning, in the afternoon, I am spent. I cannot leave my house. If I leave the house for like 4 hours, it feels like 10 hours. On Saturday, I went with my friend. We went crystal shopping and thrifting for mirrors because we are going to make little crystal mirrors. I saw it on TikTok and it was really cute. And so we decided we were going to do it. I did it. We were out all day. We were gone. Okay, when I say all day, I mean 4 hours. We were literally gone less than 4 hours. And when I came home, it felt like I'd been gone for 2 days. I was exhausted. So what I was trying to say was that because we were out of town a few weekends ago, 2 weekends ago, and then this weekend, we are taking the boys on vacation. It's the first vacation or trip or anything that they have been on since the pandy started. And even before that, it had been a while because we took them on a road trip to see my family when Rosen was 2 months old, and that was in December before everything changed. But I don't know if I really count that. Like, yeah, we went on a trip, but it wasn't like a fun trip. So it's been a long time since we have taken them anywhere. I'm so excited to take them, but I have been so absorbed with planning all of those things that the rest of everything has kind of just fallen under the radar. And even the planning these trips has fallen under the radar. When we went on our trip to Oregon, we did not sit down and plan out our route, what we were doing, where we were staying, anything like that until less than a week before we left. Like, I think we finished planning it on Monday night and we left Thursday night. And then today is Wednesday when I'm recording this. We leave Friday morning at, our flight leaves at 7 a.m. We do not have a place to stay yet because we kept forgetting, and it was supposed to be Seth's job and he kept forgetting. And so a few nights ago, we finally were like, okay, we have to decide something. Last night, Seth put in a request for an Airbnb, but I always forget that sometimes they're not instant books. They are like you have to request. And so we requested it, but they haven't responded yet. So as of right now, we don't have somewhere to stay. And we did not realize when we booked the tickets back in like January. We did not realize that it was Memorial Day weekend this weekend. And so the plane tickets were so cheap when we booked them, and we're both fully vaccinated. And so we felt like it was a good time to like start reintroducing travel. And we feel like Airbnbs are like a safe way to do it, but completely forgot that it was Memorial Day weekend. Whenever we look it up on Airbnb, it says 1% of the listings in that area are available this weekend because everything is booked. And so it's like most of the options are hundreds to thousands of dollars, which is ridiculous. I'm really excited regardless. And that is all to say, that is my very Pisces way of saying I did not plan out my podcast content for the rest of this month / June. I'm flying by the seat of my pants today, and I will be next week. Next week when we get home Sunday night. On Monday, I will sit down and I will plan out next month's content. So this is your sign to please DM me if you have anything you'd like me to talk about. I posted on my Instagram stories asking you guys for recommendations, and you guys gave me a handful. Some of the ones that you guys sent in that you wanted episodes about, though, are ones that I already have episodes on. Like a few of you requested episodes all about plants, but I do have an episode from last year about plants. I also have an episode with Seth about photography already. I had a few requests for like true crime murder episodes, which is not really my thing. I love true crime, and 99% of the podcasts that I personally listen to are true crime podcasts, but I don't know. I could talk about it forever with somebody, but I don't know if I could sit and relay a story by myself. Does that make sense? So we're going to talk about a few things. Number one, why is it so difficult to get childcare? Just period. Like, I was talking to my friend. I went and picked up one of my friends from the airport yesterday, and we were talking about childcare because she asked me if I'd managed to find a babysitter yet for my boys. And I told her no. And we just talked about how I don't know what it is. I just don't know what it is. But I have had almost every single interview I have set up for babysitters has just flaked or not shown up, which is just not a good sign if I want them to watch my children. The reason I fired my last babysitter was because she didn't show up and then didn't text me. And I was like, well, I don't really have a solid backup, but I can't have someone who's not going to communicate with me come and watch my kids. So for a little while, we were like, okay, maybe let's look into a daycare. Did not realize that daycares were $1 million. So we tabled that, and we are back to searching for a babysitter. It's ridiculous, though. That's one thing, probably the only thing I miss about being part of a church community is how much easier it was to find childcare and babysitters, because everybody's got a 14-year-old who wants to watch your kids, especially during the summer. But I do not want a 14-year-old to watch my kids, and going back to church is not worth having access to cheap childcare. So that has been the other thing that's been consuming my time the last few months. Once I finally get a babysitter, though, the podcast is going to be so much easier to do. We're finally going to get ahead of time again. I will not be recording the day before. We're going to have more guests because I'm going to have the time to schedule podcast interviews again. So all of that is to explain why today's episode is going to be hectic as hell. What I really want to talk about is summertime, and specifically hot girl summer, because I think that concept really started like 2 years ago. If my memory is serving me, like 2 summers ago, everyone was like, hot girl summer. And it just kind of stuck, and it's what everybody talks about and calls it. And I've seen a lot on social media, especially on TikTok. There's this trend of people saying like, oh, I can't wait for hot girl summer, and then sharing all of the reasons why they won't be able to have a hot girl summer. Like, I work a 9-to-5. I have a long-term boyfriend, or like, I never want to leave my house. Listen, I want you to know, maybe I'm missing something, but hot girl summer has nothing to do with how busy you are. Like, unless your version, and maybe this is what I'm missing, if your version of hot girl summer is just spending the entire summer outside and making out with people that you're not in a committed relationship with, then I guess maybe you won't be able to have a hot girl summer if you work a full-time job and you have a long-term partnership. But to me, hot girl summer is about living your best life when the weather is nice, and not giving a fuck about what anybody thinks about you or your body or your actions. So I want to dive into this, though, because I know that diet culture has us in their dirty little claws, and I hate it. And it doesn't matter how many years go by, it doesn't matter how much time I spend feeling like I am relatively recovered from my eating disorder, that something about knowing that I'm going to be in a swimsuit more often, or I'm going to be wearing shorts, just puts me in a bad place mentally. And I think that's stupid. and I know that I'm not alone, and I think it's stupid for all of us. I had a company reach out to me over my email a few, like last week, asking me to promote a smart scale, you know, like for your body. I have not owned a scale in over 5 years, and I don't plan on ever having a scale in my home again. Scales are one of those things I have a bad relationship with. Anytime I see one, I immediately, my body is like, step on the scale. You need to know how much you weigh. You need to step on the scale. But every single time I step on a scale, you know what I feel like? Shit. It does not matter what the number is, because even if it's lower than what I was expecting it to be, my brain is like, could be lower. I hate that. And I don't want that to happen to me. And I don't want that to happen to anybody else. And so we're not going to let it affect us. I went to the doctor last week because I sprained my ankle, and they weighed me, and I had the worst night after, because the whole time they're fixing my ankle, I'm just thinking about that stupid number on the scale that is not as low as it was before I had my kids. And it's like, I don't need it to be that low, because my body is amazing and beautiful and hot. And it doesn't matter, because weight is literally the stupidest, most arbitrary thing. And it's truly the least interesting thing about us, our weight, the way that our body looks. Every body is just so hot. So this company emailed me about wanting me to promote their scale. And the way that they worded their email also implied that they didn't want to pay me. And so I just did not reply. I get enough emails that don't fit with what I would post on my page usually a week, that I ignore the ones that I really just feel like are not a good fit, and they never will be. But they emailed me back literally 4 times, and they were like, hey, we want to work with you. Hey, like, get back to us. And so I wasn't trying to be rude by ignoring them. I know that sounds really rude by me saying, oh, like, I just don't email them back. But I don't know. It's a lot of mental energy to email back every single person that emails you. And I don't have that energy. So finally, on Monday, a few days ago, they emailed me. Like, they were really sassy and passive aggressive. And they were like, would you please answer this email? We want to work with you. And so I replied and I said, we're not a good fit. And that was it. Because I was like, I don't know. When people email you as a content creator, they always act like they've been following you forever, they love your content, but it's a generic copy and pasted, 9 times out of 10, generic copy and pasted email that they just send to all the influencers. Like, oh my God, I love your content, it's so amazing, we want to work with you because you completely fit our vibe and what we want to promote. And so it's a little bit offensive though when people send me stuff like that. And it's like, if you followed me at all on social media, you would know that I, like, used to have an eating disorder. And, like, I don't know if used to is ever an appropriate term for an eating disorder. I feel like it's always something you're working on. And, like, I am all about body confidence. And so why would I want to promote a scale to my audience? That would be the most inauthentic thing ever. You could not pay me enough money to promote a scale to my audience. Anyway, so that has gotten me really heated this week about Hot Girl Summer. Another thing that has gotten me really just, I wouldn't say triggered, but just like aware, is there is a friend of mine that I follow on Instagram who is a content creator, and she has recently gotten really thin. And it has me worried, but I don't feel like it's appropriate or my place to say anything. But it's weird because every single time I see her pop on my For You page, not For You page, this isn't TikTok. Every single time she comes up on my Instagram, it's a little bit triggering to me. And I made the decision a few days ago to mute her so I don't see her come up on my For You page. Oh my God, why am I saying that? I'm clearly on TikTok way more than Instagram. So she doesn't come up on my feed, because I know that I mentally cannot have a hot girl summer if I am comparing myself to somebody who is objectively thinner than I am. And so I do want to encourage you all to do that this week. Take a moment, or you don't even have to like consciously do it, but if somebody comes up on your TikTok or Instagram or Twitter that is triggering to you or like makes you feel bad or makes you feel less than you are, mute them. Just, you don't have to ruin friendships over it. The mute button is one of the most amazing things that Instagram has ever done. It's one of the only good things Instagram has ever done because you just have permission to not look at somebody anymore without cutting them out, without making this awkward, like, yeah, I unfollowed you, like, type of deal. So mute the people that make you feel bad about yourself. Mute the people that make you feel uncomfortable. And then I want to challenge you all to make a conscious effort to seek out creators who look different than you. Creators who are body confident, body positive, who promote having a healthy relationship with your body. Because by diversifying your feed, you are going to have a better appreciation for your body and you'll be able to learn how to appreciate your body more, if that makes sense. I have had a handful of body confident and body positive people on my podcast before, so I definitely 10 out of 10 recommend going and following them if you have not, if you're not already following them. My friend Sarah, the Birds Papaya, Alicia McCarville, and Nicole Zajac, I think is how you say her last name, are all amazing body confident creators. Another person that I love and adore and follow is Daniela's Anxious and Clara as herself. Those are all amazing people who post about being confident in the skin that you're in, being comfortable where you are. And also, I think it's important to differentiate between body confident and body positive because the body positive movement, as we know, was not made for thin people. And thin people calling themselves body positive kind of takes over that movement. So we can be body confident because that is a neutral term for everybody. And it's for everybody. So I think, okay, so we're trying to have a hot girl summer, right? I want to give you my tips, my formula, as it were, for a hot girl summer. Are you ready? I hope so. Step one, stand in the mirror, recognize that you are hot as fuck. Like, put on some cute outfits, okay? Put together, I think that it's important to focus on dressing for the body that we have, okay? And I'm not saying like don't wear crop tops if you are not a size zero. That's not what I'm trying to say because that would be a ridiculous standard. What I am saying is dress the appropriate size for your body. I think that we all kind of get into these, I don't know, like we grow out of clothes and that's normal. That's your body's just expanding and it's never going to be the same every single day, but we, for some reason, feel so uncomfortable with our bodies changing or expanding, which is stupid. Especially as women, because I know most of the people who listen to my podcast are women, our bodies fluctuate so much because of our cycles every month that like some weeks out of the month, certain pants will fit and then other weeks pants won't fit. And it's not consistent and it's not necessarily because I've gained weight or anything like that. It's just bloat or, I don't know, water retention, which is the same thing as bloat. Anyway, so if you have a bunch of clothes in your closet that don't fit you because they are too small, put them in a bag, take them to like Plato's Closet or Uptown Cheapskate or Buffalo Exchange or something, get 10 cents for them, and then use that 10 cents to to start your budget for clothes that fit you. Focus on finding clothes that fit you in the body that you have right now because you will not only be way more comfortable, but you're going to look so much better because you're wearing clothes that actually fit your body. You're going to look not, I don't want to say slimmer, but you will look better in your clothes if you're wearing clothes that are the right size for your body. I think that's pretty common knowledge, but at the same time, so many of us ignore that. I have so many things in my closet that are just a tiny bit too small for me, and I have not gotten rid of them because I am terrified of getting rid of clothes and then later wishing I had that item of clothing because it happens to me all the time. I used to be like a serial closet purger. I cleaned out my closet every month and got rid of everything I hadn't worn that was in season in the last month. And I did it all the time. And then there have been enough times that I have desperately wanted a certain item of clothing, like a year after I've thrown it away, that now I'm terrified to throw anything away. And so I have a closet full of, like specifically, almost every single pair of shorts I have for the summer are too small. They give me the biggest like wedgie camel toe combo. They're just too tight around my cooch. And they are so uncomfortable to wear for more than like 2 minutes. And so why do I even have them? Because I have no intention of trying to make myself smaller to fit into those. So why am I holding on to them? And the answer is I'm stupid. So I am going to, as soon as I'm done recording this podcast, go downstairs, put all of those shorts that I know do not fit me into a bag, which will then sit in the trunk of my car for 7 years before I donate them, which is what you should do too, unless you have the motivation somehow to donate or sell them before it's been like months and months and months. But I think the most important thing is once you've gotten rid of those things, make sure that you do like supplement and find clothes that do fit you. And my favorite way to do that, especially for summer, is thrifting. I think thrifting is so slept on. Hang out with some girlfriends, go thrifting together. You will be able to find amazing things that fit your body that you will love. And you're going to feel more confident in your body. And so you will have a hot girl summer because you feel good in what you're wearing, because you know that you are the hot bad bitch that you are. And that's what I want for all of us this summer. Step two. I know that that first step was a lot of steps, but step two is eat whatever the fuck you want. Okay? I mean it. I also want you to remember that eating one big meal or even eating a lot of food in one day will not change how much you weigh or what you look like. One meal, one day does not have the ability to do that to your body. Like it simply does not. If you were to increase the amount that you're eating every single day, then yeah, your body would change. But guess what? Even if it does, that's great. Because again, your body expands with the different seasons of life. And so eat what feels good to you. Eat what makes you happy, eat what makes you feel full and satisfied, and you're going to be great. And I don't want you to deprive yourself this summer for stupid reasons, because it's not worth it. It's just not. It's just not. Okay, step three. Find a swimsuit that you love. That really ties into step one, you know, like dressing for the body that you have. But find a swimsuit that you love. But what's really important is if what you love is a bikini, then wear the fucking bikini. And I want you to remember that when you go to the beach or the pool or anywhere outside in a swimsuit, literally no one cares what your body looks like. Nobody is looking at you and judging your body. Everyone is concerned about themselves. I remember very distinctly the moment I realized that was the summer that I was living abroad, that I was living in France. The family that I was living with went and spent a month that I was living with them in a coastal town in Brittany, which is in France. And we were at the beach every single day for that month that we were there. And on the weekends, I had like all day Sunday off every single week. And so I would spend that day at the beach in my bikini. And I was just like freshly coming out of the church. I was freshly like uncomfortable with my body. And first of all, the swimsuit that I had did not flatter my body very well because I had no idea what I was shopping for. Now I would go back and give that girl a pair of high-waisted bikini bottoms so she felt a little more comfortable at the beach. But I realized laying at the pool, not at the pool, I realized laying on the beach one day, looking at everybody else, that nobody was looking at me like I thought they were. I walked up to the beach feeling like everybody was going to be staring at me, thinking I looked so big and bloated in my swimsuit. And I realized that, number one, almost everyone at that beach looked exactly like me. All of our body types were so similar because social media has trained us to think that all bodies are like these skinny, super fit bodies, whereas that's not true. Like, the national average or even international average, the average for a woman's body is so much broader than that. Like, it's stupid that we put ourselves into such little boxes and thinking that we need to be so thin for such stupid reasons. But I digress. There were women at that beach fucking like taking their titties out and changing and not giving a single shit about what anyone thought about their body or what they looked like. And that was the day that I realized that nobody really cares about what everyone else looks like, because they are so self-absorbed in what they look like, in how they are being perceived by others. Yes, people are going to look at you and notice you, but I guarantee that almost no one is going to be like so insecure that they are also going to be judging what you look like. And if they do, that is on them. That is them being miserable and like not being comfortable and confident enough in their own skin to not care what other people look like. Because I know when I go to the beach or the pool, I do not care what other people look like. I am not paying attention to them. I'm not paying attention to their bodies. I am just self-conscious about myself, or I'm just letting myself, I will have to like consciously tell myself to not worry about what I look like. It doesn't matter if I lean over and the skin of my stomach sags over my bottoms. Like, that's normal. I had children. Even if I hadn't had children, that would be normal. So what I'm saying is, wear the swimsuit that you want to wear, even if you feel like you're not supposed to wear it, quote unquote. Wear the swimsuit you want to wear. It doesn't matter what you look like. Eat as much pizza at the beach as you want to. Don't be scared to sit down and let your stomach like have rolls, because that's normal. That is literally anything that your body does is normal. Like every single thing. Nothing that your body does is not normal. Like, let's just remember that. Okay. I think those are all the steps to have a hot girl summer. Because you're hot. And if you identify as a girl and it is summer, bam, hot girl summer. It's just the same concept as like having a bikini body is literally as easy as putting on a bikini on your body. Bam, bikini body. I know that I do not talk about my past with an eating disorder on my podcast a lot. If you guys feel like you would maybe like an updated episode of eating disorders, I would be happy to record one. So let me know if that's something you guys would like. You can comment on my Instagram post, or you can DM me and just let me know if that's something that you guys would want to hear more about. Because I know I did one like 2 years ago with my previous co-host, but I have not done one since then. And I would be happy to record one. But just very briefly, I know that I said that I think an eating disorder is something that you always are working on. And I want to kind of clarify that, because I just want to say that it's different for everybody, like our relationships with our body and working through that sort of a mental illness. But I also just want to say that I don't want it to sound discouraging to people who are in that stage where they're like starting the road to recovery, that it will always be like this and it will always be difficult, because it's not. It's not always going to be difficult. It's not like every single day will be a constant battle. But the reason I say you're always working on it is because some days you do have to have like conscious decisions to not fall back into old habits. It's not like every single day is that. Not every single day is a battle forever. But I think it's something that I don't know if it will ever be unconscious for me, you know? I don't know if I will ever fully not care if I don't. And I think that's okay. I think it's okay to admit that I, like so many other women, sometimes struggle with my body image, and it's a relationship that I'm working on. And as with every single relationship in your life, with your partner, with your friends, you have to put effort into it or else it's not going to work out. And so my relationship with my body is ongoing, and I am constantly working on improving that relationship. And some days we're going to have hard days and I will be sad about my body, but other days I'm going to remember that I am like so hot. And I want you all to remember that you're hot too. One last thing that I want to note before we wrap up today's episode is that exercise should be about moving your body in a way that feels good. and not about losing weight or getting fit necessarily. I don't think there's anything wrong with having a desire to be fit or to get toned or anything like that. I don't think that's a bad desire inherently, but I do think it can very easily lead into some, I don't know, like some destructive tendencies, some, and I think you all can kind of understand that. So I think it's really important that when you are working out, if that's something you want to do this hot girl summer, focus on moving your bodies in a way that feels good to you and not because you want to look any different. Because ultimately, I like working out because it makes me feel good. I get endorphins. I feel good about myself when I work out. And I have found a lot of ways of working out that I thoroughly enjoy. Like, I love dancing. I love weightlifting. I love yoga. Finding ways to move your body that feel good, that has nothing to do with what your body looks like. And I think that that's what we should focus on this summer. So, recap. Too long, didn't read. Wear whatever the hell you want, as long as it's the right size for your body. Wear whatever swimsuit you want. And remember that nobody's looking at you because they're all focused on themselves. Eat whatever the hell you want, because one big meal is not going to change the way your body looks. And work out in ways that makes your body feel good, not because you want to change your body or you hate your body. We are all hot. We are all going to have a hot girl summer, however that looks for you. Yeah, that's it. I just want us all to have a wonderful hot girl summer. I'm going to have a hot girl summer. I have a hot girl summer every single day, and I love it. Except for it was really cold yesterday and I was wearing a sweater all day, and it's almost June and I'm tired of wearing sweaters. I would like to just wear tiny crop tops and shorts. I just need to go find myself shorts that fit me first. Anyway, make sure that you are following on Instagram at Your Best Friends Podcast and at Aurora McCausland. Make sure that you rate, review, subscribe 5 stars, please, on the podcast app. That means the world to me. And I love you all. Good night.